Canton police are investigating a shooting that sent two people to the hospital Thursday night. Around 10:20, officers responded to the 800 block of McGregor Avenue Northwest. A 22-year-old man and a 15-year-old girl were each shot in the leg. They were taken to Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police arrested a suspect identified as 22-year-old Taj Miller of Canton. He was booked at the Stark County Jail on charges of felonious assault, vandalism, and weapons charges. Additional details, including a motive, were not available. A man who assaulted the driver of a Plain local schools bus while children were still on board knows his punishment. Stark County Common Police Judge Taryn Heath sentenced 30-year-old Jeremiah Jackson of Canton to 3 years probation and 100 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty November 26th to one count of assault. A count of inducing panic was dismissed as part of a plea deal. On September 4th, Jackson entered the bus without permission and punched the driver multiple times. He was upset because his son was crying after getting off the bus. Jackson also shouted at the children on board, alarming parents who were trying to retrieve their kids. Ohio Republicans are seeking to fill the seat of 29th District State Senator Kirk Schering, who died November 22nd. The Senate Republican caucus says the individual appointed is to serve the remainder of Schering's term, which ends in December 2026. They should intend to seek the position as an incumbent in the November 2026 election. The 29th District encompasses most of Stark County, including Canton, Alliance, Canal, Fulton, Louisville, Massillon, and North Canton. The GOP caucus is accepting applications until 4 p.m. December 20th. Incoming and outgoing traffic for a pair of businesses in Navarre can now take advantage of an upgraded intersection. Tractor Supply Company and Hendrickson are located near Sterilite Street Northeast and Full Street Southwest. The intersection was opened to traffic following a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning. Elected officials and business leaders attended the event. The intersection underwent roughly $1 million in improvements, including a new traffic light, turning lane, and resurfacing. A tax increment financing agreement helped pay for the project. Stark County, the City of Massillon, and Village of Navarre covered the remaining expenses. All students and staff are safe and there was no threat to the school community. That's the word from Salem police, who say in a Facebook post they investigated a report of a possible firearm on school property this morning. They responded to Southeast Elementary, but determined the item was a toy gun. Former Liverpool Township Police Chief Jason Jackson is scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing December 19th. He's charged with a misdemeanor count of domestic violence in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Jackson was released from the county jail after posting bond. The charge stems from an alleged domestic incident. A reported fight at Jackson's home prompted a visit from Liverpool Township Police Wednesday morning. Jackson was accused of choking a woman and giving her a bloody nose. He reportedly said they had been drinking. Jackson left law enforcement in early 2022, following several years as chief. A stabbing that occurred at a Youngstown business September 10th has claimed a woman's life. Police say she died sometime within the last month of injuries suffered in the incident. Her name has not been released. The woman was stabbed by 50-year-old Shane Lindemann at a Dollar General store on Belmont Avenue. He also stabbed himself. One of the officers called to the scene fatally shot Lindemann. The Ohio BCI continues to investigate the shooting. Police say the victim and Lindemann had a relationship at one point, though the circumstances of their encounter at the store are unclear. The Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted three women accused of operating illicit massage parlors. They are Xin Cheng of Virginia, Jenzi Gong of Illinois, and Man Ryung Yu of Flushing, New York. They face felony charges of engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, conspiracy, money laundering, promoting prostitution, and possession of criminal tools. They also are charged with soliciting. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force conducted a year-long investigation. They connected the women to massage parlors in Beaver and Springfield Townships. Sexual services allegedly were offered in exchange for money. The probe determined the trio funneled large amounts of cash through various bank accounts. A Youngstown police officer investigated over a fatal shooting will not be charged. WKBN-TV reports the officer was called to a home on Maryland Avenue for a domestic violence situation early June 13th. 27-year-old Matthew O'Malley was shot and died at St. Elizabeth Health Center about 12 hours later. The officer has not been named. Evidence from an investigation by the Ohio BCI was turned over to the Mahoning County Prosecutor's Office for consideration. A man arrested in Puerto Rico is in the Mahoning County Jail. 34-year-old Isaias Colon appeared today in Common Pleas Court on charges from Mahoning County of attempted rape and gross sexual imposition. U.S. Marshals and members of the Puerto Rico Police Extradition Unit arrested Colon October 7th at a home in Ponce. A Trumbull County Sheriff's deputy has been placed on paid administrative leave after being charged with OVI. John Hughes also is charged with assured clear distance. The charges resulted from an alleged incident that occurred December 3rd. They were filed by the Highway Patrol, which continues to investigate. Hughes is scheduled for arraignment Wednesday in Trumbull County Central District Court. The Sheriff's Office is conducting an internal investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.